Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Oh, I have a better one. When you're dealing with the sun, you can't use the sun with solar phase, but how about a masculine sun in, well, no, that won't work. I was going to say Libra, but it's a, the sun is in Libra is a masculine sun. So let's go the sun in
Virgo.
Virgo in a feminine quadrant. You see what I'm saying? What type of expression would that have? So that would be a sun, let's just say, in Virgo in the third.
Well,
would be, let me tell you something. More feminine. Will be more feminine than, you know?
Well, all the males that I know that are Virgo exhibit, and actually I would probably have to look at the quadrant, but they to me seem like the most feminine, like, and you know, they're men, but like there's such a very like distinct feminine quality to them.
Okay, well, so people won't go negative with this, I'm a Virgo with my son in a feminine sign, but it's in a masculine quadrant. So what does, how does that manifest? That question I asked you. Can real men wear pink? I wear pink all the time, and I don't have a problem with it. But then there's other
not
guys.
Not only that.
Can't wear the pink shirt and, you know, think it has something to do with their sexuality.
Of course. But not only that, you're actually, so like if we go back to like, you know, that quote unquote gender role of like, so like women, so like, okay, generally women take more care of themselves than men, right? Like traditionally or whatever, you know. Men tend to be what, like, technically more sloppy, more like they're more focused like in their work, so they don't care about their appearance as much, you know. Not every man, but I'm just saying, like, generally if we go back to like tradition, you have this quality about you where you look very put together all the time, and on top of the fact that you like to make shirts, your shirts are very bright and kind of shiny. which is that like a sort of feminine expression coming out.
Wait, are you trying to say men are not supposed to wear glitter on their t-shirts?
Okay, I'm not saying that. And again, you know, for all the people out there that like,
yes, I wear glitter on my t-shirts and they're shiny and they shine and they bright and they sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
and
what?
that in itself is like. It's unusual based on, you know, the traditional like gender roles of society or whatever, you know.
I would agree with you.
No one come from my head. I'm just talking in terms of like traditional society that like obviously doesn't work anymore because we don't ascribe to that shit. But yeah, that's a really good example. And me on the other hand, you know, like Look, I wore a dress this weekend for my birthday and I told everyone, I was like, I'm in drag, guys.
And then you have your moon sign. It's in a masculine, your feminine moon is in a masculine sign, but it's more feminized because it's in a feminine quadrant.
Right. And so my sun and my Jupiter, which are both masculine planets, are in very feminine signs, but they're in the masculine quadrant. So I have this like, you know, I everyone's always told me that like I look very like soft, but there's like a lot of parts of me that could be like really rough. Like I could be like really rough with like I don't know, like speaking or just like the way that I can just kind of be like not as, you know, a girl should be, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.